team members from University of Maryland Shore Regional Health here with us today with the latest installment of the Ask the Expert series. Joining us in the studio are Christina Wingate Spence, Communications and Marketing Specialist, along with today's expert, Dr. John Foley of Shore Comprehensive Urology. Christina, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having us. We're very excited to be here today. As part of the University of Maryland Medical System, University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is the principal provider of comprehensive health care services for the residents of Caroline, Dorchester, Kent, Queen Anne's, and Talbot counties. Shore Regional Health's team of more than 2,600 employees, medical staff, board members, and volunteers works with various community partners to fulfill our mission of creating healthier communities together by offering our patients regional access to care provided by a group of highly skilled medical experts. I am very pleased this morning to have one of those experts here with me today, Dr. John Foley, who will be sharing some information with us about men's health-related issues.
Thank you, Christina. Good morning, Dr. Foley. How are you?
Good morning, Matt. Fine, thank you.
Let's talk men this morning. Tell me about some of the most common health-related issues facing men.
Yeah, well, I'd like to start out, Matt, by saying, you know, we're in the business of trying to make good judgments on the behalf of our patients. And in terms of men's health, it's a very broad subject. Yeah. From the urology part, we look at the prostate issues, both cancer and benign disease, sexual dysfunction and male hormone decline in the aging male.
I can see where many men find it difficult to admit that they have an issue. It's not everybody, the guy's favorite topic to going in and show weakness or whatever, what have you, when they're with your doctor. They don't like to discuss it freely with loved ones or medical professionals a lot of times. So, but what are some of the warning signs that men should be looking for, alerting them that it really might be time to see a physician?
Yeah, I think it's fair to say that women are definitely more receptive to health interventions, and men tend to dismiss or ignore things. But I like to say, in terms of the decline in function, that you can't fool Father Time, but you certainly can negotiate with him. So it's important to pay attention to some of those things that occur as you begin to age and lose physiology. So it's no fun losing sleep or worrying about where the next bathroom is if you have prostate trouble. You don't have to resign yourself to loss of performance with your partner and the intimacy that goes along with that. And we have we spend a lot of time every day dealing with that with our patients.
Now, are the various conditions that you've been touching on something that men just have to accept, or are there treatments available that help that can help alleviate some of these problems?
Yeah, I'm always surprised by the number of men who say that I'm just getting older, I have to live with it.
Right.
And you certainly don't have to accept that as an inevitable. So we like to offer all kinds of options for men who are starting to experience decline with their voiding performance, performance with their partners, or if they're just noticing that they're having trouble with energy levels, mood disturbance, and perhaps they could be low on their male hormone called testosterone.
It's my understanding that one out of every six men will be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime. Give us some information about the importance of early detection and treatment of this disease.
Prostate cancer is very prevalent. And as you pointed out, it's the second most common form of cancer in men as they age over, say, 45 to 50. So we, as urologists, believe strongly in screening patients, and we have guidelines that we follow. And we work with their primary care doctors when their blood tests are elevated and try and make good decisions about who needs to be screened, who needs to be biopsied if they do have an elevated PSA. And then more importantly, once that biopsy is back, if it is unfortunately positive, do they need to be treated, and what is the best way for them to be treated?
Yeah. Back to Christina for a moment. The Cancer Center at University of Maryland Shore Regional Health is holding a free prostate cancer screening in September that Dr. Foley is involved with. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Absolutely. The Cancer Center at Shore Regional Health is partnering with the Talbot County NAACP and the Chesapeake Multicultural Resource Center to provide free prostate cancer screenings on Wednesday, September 23rd from 5 to 8 p.m. at the Cancer Center, which is located right here in Easton at 509 Idlewild Avenue. Dr. Foley and his partners at Shore Comprehensive Urology, Dr. Dwayne Cespedes, Dr. John Knute Hansen, Dr. Christopher Perry, and Dr. Christopher Runs will be assisting with the screenings. Those interested in the screenings are encouraged to discuss the testing, as Dr. Foley indicated, with their healthcare providers to determine if the PSA blood test will benefit them in the early detection of prostate cancer and other prostate health issues. Appointments can be scheduled by calling the Cancer Center at 410-820-6800. And as a reminder to our listeners, pre-registration is required for this as space is limited.
Mm-hmm. And tell us where people can learn more information about urology services and medical providers at University of Maryland Shore Regional Health.
Additional information about our expert providers and Shore Comprehensive Urology, and additionally the upcoming prostate cancer screening, can be found by visiting our website at umshoreregional.org.
Sounds good. Thank you for all of the information, Christina Wingate-Spence and Dr. John Foley. Any final thoughts?
Yeah, I'd just like to reassure your listeners that 90% of urology issues, men's health issues, can be handled here right on the shore. And I want to reassure them that if we're not able to take care of them, we know where they can go over the bridge to the centers of excellence, and we know the right people they need to see. So just they should have confidence in coming to see us so we can manage their problems.
Cool. Thank you for all the information coming in today.